This is Big Mike. Big Mike Geyer from King's Heist. I loved Elvis a lot. I saw there was a I lived in Austin, Texas, and there were some guys doing an Elvis show, and I was like, you can interpret Elvis in a way other than, you know, impersonating Elvis? That is out of sight. So it really opened up a whole door. I had been in hillbilly bands and rockabilly bands and rock and roll bands, and Elvis always creeps in, always, whether you're shaking your leg or in any way, whether you're just horsing around or not. That's what Elvis Royale kind of became, and it's just has taken on a life of its own.
You were kind enough to let me sit in on a rehearsal earlier in the week. And I was hearing Van Halen.
Yes. We were horsing around. This is the way it works. This is the beauty of it.
Yeah.
It reminds me of being a kid in the garage. Let's just rock and roll, you know, just making it up. So Sam was at the studio one day, and he had just set up this double kick drum set, this big rock kit. So he's in there doing the from Hot for Teacher. And Tim, he just had this like epiphany, like, we got to begin the show with that. If he was around producing music now, he would do a particular material, a lot like Johnny Cash did when he did those records.
Yeah, the American series that he did with
Rick
Rubin. Rubin.
It would be like that. He did Trent Reznor songs. He did all these crazy songs. He did them in his way. I think Elvis would have found himself in that situation as well. So I'm taking that idea. What would he do? What would he latch on to? And there's an Elvis-ness. There's drama and there's theater involved in these songs. Find me a good girl, won't
be back at all. You do the show, the Elvis Royale, on what you called two Elvis significant dates. What are
right.
those two dates?
Elvis's birthday, January 8th, and the supposed day that he passed on. He transitioned. He made his transition. I don't buy it. He did make a transition at that point. I'm still holding on. I think he's still around. I think he's runs a tattoo shop in Pensacola, Florida. Let's say that. He rides his bike every day. He's fit as a fiddle. He just puts ink on sailors all day. That's what he does. How you like this one, man? Where you want it? She don't need is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. In the ghetto. People, don't you understand? I don't refer to it as a Las Vegas style show because to me it's not. It's just a big, we have the big band with dramatic music, dancers coming out. And there's always this connection between what's going on stage and the crowd reacting to it. You really feel this connection. It's weirdly churchy, the way everybody wants church to be, you know, where it's everyone's welcome and everyone is a chain in that link of fellowship. Listen to me. I'm kidding.
Don't the beat be strong.